Trump has also started sharing his thoughts on diplomacy. This week he said he wanted Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to be his man in China. The news was well received in Beijing, in part because Branstad is on friendly terms with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. That could prove useful for the Trump administration. The president-elect has sparked concerns of a U.S.-China trade war. And last week, Trump frayed some nerves in Beijing by speaking directly with the president of Taiwan, breaking long-standing protocol. The Chinese government protested because it considers Taiwan a renegade province. This week, we've heard many different points of view about this on the show. Today, we turn to Brian Hu. He's a Taiwanese-American and the artistic director of the Pacific Arts Movement in San Diego. So Brian is someone who is steeped in the cultural arena. You can appreciate the power of symbols. When you first heard about that phone call, what did you make of it?
I think I just took it as not necessarily as a work of diplomacy, but as just another potential gaffe from Trump. So honestly, I didn't really think about it in terms of how it might be, for instance, advantageous or not to Taiwan. There are a lot of people who are excited that Trump seems to be standing up for Taiwan, or at least naming Taiwan, which is a rare thing to hear in the political arena in the United States. And surely, I think there is reason to be excited for that. But there's also a lot of caution from a lot of Taiwanese Americans who kind of see this move in the context of what Trump has stood for throughout the campaign. And so they don't quite seem as optimistic.
How do you kind of personally walk that line?
So for me, like, I definitely see Taiwan's current sovereignty as the way to go. I mean, it's worked for many years, and it seems to be allowing for Taiwan to govern itself domestically. I think there's a lot of concern amongst people with family in Taiwan, as I do, that at least we have this right now, so let's hold on to this as long as we can. There are a lot of consequences to ruffling feathers when it comes to trying to advocate urgently for that kind of independence. I think that the conversation about China-Taiwan and its potential in the breaking apart or military conflict kind of hides the elides the possibility of other kinds of political work that needs to happen in Taiwan that the United States can be a part of. For instance, issues of the environment, of labor, of aboriginal rights, of gender and sexuality in Taiwan, which are hot topics in Taiwan that no one seems to be talking about here in the United States, even though in Taiwan right now, this is what's live and on the ground and what a lot of the social movements are battling for right now. So I think there are ways in which the United States can potentially be involved without it necessarily being about we support Taiwan symbolically, we support China symbolically.
Well, here we are at the almost at the end of the week, and a new controversy is now emerging, the possibility that President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan might make a transit stop in the U.S., and China said, don't let her do it. The U.S. State Department has said, don't tell us what to do. Let's say this relationship leads to an eventual visit to the U.S. from President Tsai. Would you welcome her to one of your Asian film festivals? Would that be a tough decision?
I would definitely welcome her. I mean, she's somebody who has done a lot for Taiwan. And she's somebody who I think in Taiwanese politics is a very exciting figure. So, I mean, my gut instinct is to say, of course, but I think that I would also try to look for precedent about when Taiwanese leaders are invited to cultural events, kind of soft power sort of events in the United States, what have been the consequences and what has been the potential fallout. So I think, again, my gut instinct is to say, sure, why not? And it would be an amazing opportunity. But I think I'm also realistic about what that would mean also for our sponsors, for our audiences, beyond just how China might respond. And we've shown plenty of films that China should not be happy about that we've done. So I think we'd weigh that against the history of what we've done as well as what other cultural institutions in the United States have done.
Brian Hu is the artistic director of the Pacific Arts Movement in San Diego. Thanks for being with us, Brian.
Thank you, Marco.